From time to time, I'm asked questions about whether parties to a marriage can enter into an agreement that's enforceable that pertains to their assets and liabilities and sometimes conduct within the course of the marriage. The answer is yes. Many people have never heard the term of postnuptial agreement. They've heard about prenups because the movie stars get those. But postnups are not as common, but they are just as enforceable as prenups are. So a postnuptial agreement contains many of the same things that you'd have in a prenuptial agreement, except it's entered into after the marriage takes place. You'd think that postnups would actually be more common than prenups because marriages last a long time, there's lots of changes in the marriages, and as a result, parties might need to address problems by having a postnup. But 99% of those in the United States don't have postnups. In a postnup, you can deal with liabilities, assets, etc. But one of the bigger topics that is often addressed or desired to be addressed is that of conduct of a spouse. What if you condition a divorce upon the conduct of a spouse, some sort of conduct that is not appropriate within the marriage, at least according to one of the partners? That's something we can discuss at a separate time in another segment.